East Coast Breakfast.
I love radio moments like this. We're about to speak to a young man who is doing the things. From just down the road, Kwamashu. Dad wanted him to go into construction, and he beat out 15,000 other baristas to become the best barista across Europe, the Middle East, and Africa in the latest Starbucks barista competition. Our very own.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Teddy Zamba!
Champion!
Champion!
Champion, right?
Is your name Teddy? No, is that your coffee making name?
That's my real name, actually.
Teddy. You do have a tattoo.
Teddy Kezuktula Nzama.
Oh, Kezuktula.
Yeah,
internationally, they wouldn't be able to pronounce Kezuktula.
Teddy? I'm looking at the best barista. Like, is there a different way? Like, when I order coffee from you, do I still just come up high? I want a double skinny latte, one shot espresso. Do I still do that? Was it because you're like the winner? Is there a do I speak to the champ differently?
So yes, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you tell me about your day, and then I'll come home.
So we don't just come in hard with a venti latte vibe. We come in with Teddy, how you doing? That kind of stuff.
Oh, good, man. Oh, good.
I like it.
So, Teddy, I'd like to ask something. I see now when we were reading up about you that your dad initially wasn't so stoked with perhaps your choice of career. How did that go when dad was like, I think, my boy, you look like you'd be great in construction. You were like, yeah, dad, I'm going to make coffee. How did that go down?
Yeah, how did that conversation happen?
Yeah, I mean, it was rough, eh? So at school, I was playing sports. I was playing cricket.
Mm.
So, yeah, after my matric, things didn't went well.
Yeah.
And I was still playing in the township for team.
Yeah.
And I was playing for African Warriors. So after that, you know, there was no income and stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
And so my dad, he thought he was going to make it at some stage.
Yeah.
During the cricket. But I didn't see it happen. So I chose the different path. You know, after watching the barista competition, and I fell in love with it, and then that's where the
do
love
you
started.
Like coffee personally,
I
or do you love making coffee?
No,
is there a difference? How much coffee do you drink in a day?
I can't even tell.
Really? Mm.
That's so much.
Do you know? Can I just say how far KZN has come? We have a champion from Kwamashu, guys. It was only 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago when you ordered a cappuccino. They still asked you, "Do you want froth or foam?" Right here. In Umklanga.
Mm.
They would ask you that question. I mean, the fact that we've gone and competed with the absolute very best baristas in the Middle East, Europe, and Africa, and our very own Teddy from Kwamashu is the champ. Do you understand? This is as big as Siya Kolisi, guys.
Yeah.
I need
the
to ask this
world.
As well. So, Teddy, it says that you and all the other finalists, so this is from the world. The world come together. You have a 3-day showdown, which ends in a latte art throwdown.
Yeah.
What did you have to do for that?
Snap. What's a latte art throwdown?
Latte art throwdown, it was like a no-cut stage.
Mm.
So the top 16, so it was a head-to-head, barista head-to-head. So you're doing your best latte art, and then whoever made the best goes through.
What is your best latte art?
I did like the tulip for my run, so came out nice, beautiful.
You did
do requests
tulip,
for latte art?
So, no, just any art.
Yeah.
Any art that you
could
can do.
Could you do Siya Kolisi holding up the cup? Could you do
I'm
that?
I'm sure you've done that already.
I'm sure you could do like a trophy, the shape of a trophy. You could do that.
Yeah, not really. See, I like to create art using the pouring technique. You know? I'm not that. No.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the artist.
Straight. But he's a purist.
Yes.
Tell me something. Okay, usually when, if you were a cricketer once, you still are a cricketer, usually maybe Del Steyn is your favorite cricketer. If you're a politician, Barack Obama is your favorite politician.
Yeah.
Do you have like a mentor, a role model in the barista world, if there's such?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's the Picasso of
baristas? Who's the main guy?
It's Ishan Natalie.
Okay.
Oh.
He's one of our guys, actually.
One of your guys?
Yeah.
All right, quickly. Do we going to have more time? Okay, cool. We're going to have more time with
Teddy. Okay, perfect.
Obviously,
perfect.
We have to ask the big questions, like if I want to go get myself a latte or a cappuccino today, where do I go?
Can you just stay
Teddy's
with us?
The man. That's the fact y'all come to East Coast.
Ted, I have to ask you, we're friends now, so I can call you Ted.
Ted, yeah. Yeah.
When you make coffee, I'm pretty sure you don't make it like all of us. Tina, we just boil the water, two spoons of coffee, let's go, sugar, some creamer. Do you have like a specific way? Not in a competition now, when you're making coffee for yourself at home.
Oh, so I have brewing methods. So yeah. I got myself some brewing methods. So I have a V60 pour over.
Oh, okay.
So the V60 pour over.
The pour over.
Yeah.
Is it bean to cup?
Not really. So it has a server, and then there's a cone shape. So you put your paper filter, grind your coffee beans. So the hand grinder, grind the coffee beans on the paper filter setting. It takes about 20 grams of coffee, and then 310 mils of water.
Oh my goodness!
How long does it take you to make this?
It's about 3 minutes.
Oh, really?
You know, the brewing time, but all together, so I have to hand grind. And that's so about 10 minutes.
And that's for one cup.
And then I have to ask you, what is your thought about all the very popular non-dairy milk options? When someone comes to you, his face has said everything. So someone's like, I'd like almond milk or soya milk. Does it drive you crazy?
Not really.
Be honest.
No, it doesn't. So to me, the non-dairy milk, it just it plays or it confuses the flavors.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So because it adds flavors. Like almond milk, it's more nutty.
Yeah.
So imagine you drinking, I'm brewing you an African coffee, which has like more fruity, more floral notes, and then you're going to add nutty on that.
Yeah.
So you're just changing all the flavors. Mm. So
you got to match your bean to the milk.
Yes.
And I need to ask one more thing. I mean, We are now in the presence of greatness.
Quite right.
Mm. What did you win? Like, do you get a crown or a sash or something? What did you get?
Sash. Mr. and Mrs. Barista.
So yeah, the first one is it's a golden pitcher.
Oh no! Nice.
Oh wow!
Golden pitcher, I like.
The pitcher. Hang on. The pitcher in barista terms. That's what you make the froth in. So when you're at
golden,
and they stick the spout into the milk and go.
He
has a gold one.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Is are you going to use that? Or are you just going to keep it?
Keep it, man. Come on.
No, Scott, can you imagine? You bring the Betty over to your posy.
Okay,
and you got a golden pitcher.
You don't show her that because she wants that melted down to become her ring.
So, yeah, golden pitcher. I have a trip to Milan.
What?
Nice. Yeah, For two.
No.
Oh,
just
okay.
For me. Yeah. So I trip to Milan to visit our Starbucks roastery.
Oh,
wow.
It's a full reserve store.
Yeah.
And then I have another one to visit in Italy, the Sinomele, where they make the Black Eagles, the machines.
Oh, wow.
And then the trip to Rwanda to visit the coffee farm.
Wow.
Oh, there's like some of the world's best beans.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then just traveling around, keep on inspiring others.
So were you like, hey, Dad, guess what? In your face.
Yeah.
Okay.
So excited.
Listen, represent KwaZulu-Natal, represent KwaMashu. Teddy, well done, man. Listen, anyone listening right now and they want one of your, they want to have a Teddy cappuccino, a Teddy latte.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, where do we find Teddy
latte? Teddy latte.
I like it a lot, mate.
Market. Where do they get it?
You'll find Teddy at Starbucks Florida Road.
Yeah?
Starbucks Florida Road.
Today?
Every day. I'm there every day. So okay. Come there.
At least go take a picture, put it on the selfies, and know what it's like to take a selfie with a world champ.
If it's far for you, on the 28th of November, opening our new store in Pavilion.
Yeah.
So come and join us. The champ will be there.
The champ is here!
East Coast Breakfast.